We mentioned this on Saturday. It is officially a year tomorrow since you came back and took the reins again. I guess that must have absolutely flown by for you.
It has, yeah. You know, I was quite shocked actually when I found out last week. But when you get immersed in something, the time does fly. And it's not all fun, but, you know, managing the Football League is a pleasure. And, you know, I know people can moan about the jobs, but myself and Jimmy both love what we do.
What have the highlights been of the last 12 months?
Probably Northampton, the first games, honestly. Yeah, no, we've had some great performances, but probably the highlight for me was being able to take a pre-season again, because we've been out of pre-seasons for a couple of years, and get to build a squad more or less from scratch and, you know, keep the ones that we thought fitted and, you know, added to that. And so that's been probably one of the most pleasing aspects, and then just seeing how they've gelled together.
Obviously, you've been able to put that work in. You talk about pre-seasons and stuff. Has it been more difficult than you'd expected? Has it been more arduous than you kind of remembered it being full-time here at this club and the number of hats you have to wear?
No, not really. You know, I'm very much going into it. I was very much going into it with my eyes wide open, and probably everything I expected. I actually think that the future of the club is going in the right direction, and it's going a lot more healthier than when I left, and that's not down to me, that's down to the powers that we were working behind the scenes. And so I think, you know, over the next 5 or 10 years we could see exciting times for Accrington Stanley.
Did it feel a different club when you came back to the one that you left, in small senses, you know, behind the scenes stuff and perhaps things that supporters don't see?
A little bit, but you have a certain way of doing things, and I think the club was in danger of trying to be something that it couldn't be. And quickly, if you try and be something that you're not, or you try and be something that you can't be, quickly it'll unravel on you. And so, you know, we had to cut our cloth accordingly, you know, and that meant the budget had to be, you know, dramatically reduced in order to fit, you know, what was coming in, and not to run the risk of a club going into the modes of going to the brink of extinction like it did a few years back.
In terms of on the pitch, we've talked about highlights. Have there been frustrations as well? I know the defending was something that was driving you crazy last year, but touchwood appears to have been dealt with this year. Is that something you can take great satisfaction from?
Well, you know, it's only early days, yeah. We're not getting carried away with that. There's been plenty of frustrations. You know, missing out on the game against Man United was frustrating. Losing a couple of players in the summer was frustrating. And some of the games we lost last year, then, when we shouldn't have done, it was really annoying. And then, you know, to start with here, you know, going so close and losing on pens against Hull, and then, you know, losing a game that I thought we had every chance of winning in the Morecambe game. So there's plenty of frustrations, but there's lots of pluses and there's lots of positives. And, you know, I'm pretty much a person who very likes to, or very much likes to, focus on the positives and try and enhance what we can do, and try and work on things that we struggle at.
I'm pretty sure I asked you this exact question a year ago. Are you different? Are you and Jimmy different to the management team that we're here first time round now?
Well, I can't speak for Jimmy, you know, but I know myself I've changed a lot. I've learnt a lot. I've learnt from mistakes I've made, and I've tried to put things right. I'm still not perfect by any means, but I'm always striving to be better. I'm always trying to learn, which that hasn't altered from when I first come into management. I've always been open to learning, but I think I've mellowed a lot, and I think I've started to see things from others' points of view a bit more, and I think that's helped me.